Blog Welcome Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, a seer, conscious medium, and magnetic healer, was trained from childhood in intuitive sight and herbal medicine by two conscious mediums, her grandmothers. She used as her gifts the secret knowledge of generations and life experience in her work as healer, coach, and spiritual counselor. Her work with spirit promotes healing and spiritual growth. In addition to her work with private clients, for over 40 years, she has led dynamic personal development seminars for corporate, social, and professional groups. And today, we are going to discuss the season of change, which we are right into right now. And I'm waiting for Ada Marie to come on the line. Sometimes she has a slight emergency at the last moment. But let's talk about this season of change. How do you handle change? Do you try to ignore it, hate it, gripe about it, feel helpless, out of sorts, off balance? When life gets a little too much to handle, an intensive healing weekend in the Golden Oracle Spa near Tucson, Arizona, is an ideal way to recharge. With spiritual guidance, Ada Marie works miracles of spiritual and physical rejuvenation. Reconnect with your personal power and leave with renewed confidence and strength. Ada Marie, we're online right now. Please tell your client you'll call them back later. Bye. Well, let me see now. I just spoke with her about 20 minutes ago, so she's got to be there. Let me just try and see if I can call her, get her online. Okay. One second. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. I can't believe it. I just spoke with Ada Marie just a few minutes ago, and now she's not answering. Oh, dear.
Oh, so you got the show to yourself?
Well, I don't know what to do, honest to goodness. Let me see if I can call her directly again. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, Mary.
Okay. Well, I just can't seem to get. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I hear the phone ringing.
Good. Yeah, good.
Okay. Come on.
Pick up the phone, Ada Marie. Well, she must have had some kind of a client calling her or something.
Greetings. You have reached Ada Marie.
Please leave your message with your phone number, and we will return your call as soon as possible. Have a fabulous day. Thank you for calling.
Okay, well, she will get here sooner or later. In the meantime, we'll just go forward and just let me say that I'm Mary Blake. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, this is Mary Blake, because Ada Marie seems to be on another call or something. I spoke with her about 20 minutes ago, and she was expecting to come on the line, but I have no idea what's going on right now. At any rate, who are you?
My name is Anna, and
have you called before? You sound familiar.
Don't know if I have or not.
Okay. Well, right now, until Ada Marie calls in, you have a spiritual healer here to talk with. What can we talk about?
All right. Well, I'm dealing with some physical issues for quite a while, and not able to walk well. And the state provides me with aides to come in and help me, except that they haven't. I haven't been able to find any recently. I have one girl who comes for 3 days, and then the rest of the week, I have nobody to drive. I can't walk. My
mail. Oh my goodness! Hello,
Mary.
Ada Marie.
Yeah.
We have Anna on the phone, and she is having trouble walking around and trouble connecting with aides that don't show up on time and things. Could you want to talk with her?
Well, I'll try and see what I can do.
Good.
I've been choking, so if I have to cough,
oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'll try.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So,
Anna.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your problem?
So I'm dealing with legs with knees that have no cartilage. I had knee surgery replacement in one knee and needed in the other, and I'm still having trouble with the one that I had the surgery. They're both equally as painful, and I can't walk much. I can't stand very long. I'm not driving. I can't, walk down the street to get my mail or go get food or,
What happened when it started?
It's osteoarthritis. The cartilage is gone, but I think something might have happened in the surgery that there's still tenderness, and it was 2 years ago. So I'm not progressing, and I'm dealing with state agencies that are supposed to provide me people to help. And one of the girls that I had left, and I haven't been able to get anybody to replace her.
Mm.
And I have a list of state people that are on a registry, and they don't call back. And then I'm working with agencies, and they don't have anybody to send me. And I'm now 2 weeks into, half the week, nobody here. And I'm getting concerned because I don't know.
Well, where do you live, Anna?
Oregon.
Okay.
Hmm. Well, I just finished a coughing spell, so if I get to coughing, you'll have to bear with me. If you live in Oregon, isn't there I have some people from Oregon, and they call on the community service. Yet Oregon state cities have community service.
Well, I'm dealing with DHS, and I have a caseworker, and I'm approved for hours, but the people to do the work are not showing up. These agencies.
Oh, you mean they book them and then they don't come?
No, they can't find any. They don't have anybody, or the state list of individual caregivers that have registered to work. I have a list of about 50 of them, and they don't call back. I've called.
Well, they must be working.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of rude that they don't even call back and say, sorry, I can't help you right now.
It certainly is.
Well,
I think you need to talk with your caseworker right away, every day
yeah,
if you have to.
I have been calling her every day for the last 2 weeks, and she finally sent me an email yesterday, but I called her and said, why don't you call me? I'm trying to reach you. She had given all of the hours available to one agency. So I can't just hire somebody. They have to go back and forth with the paperwork and get them aligned. And so she gave all of the hours that were available to this one agency that sent me nobody. And while I was trying to get another agency online, and they sent one person for one day, but we couldn't get a hold of my caseworker to give her the hours. And so she dropped out, and I'm not able to get anybody over here. I don't understand why.
Okay. What are you, in your 40s?
No, I'm in my 60s.
Okay, well, you have the energy of a 40-year-old.
Well,
that's
good.
What I'm looking at. And I'm looking to see that what's happening is,
mm-hmm.
There isn't. You're not doing any little exercises to help yourself.
I can't stand. I am doing some exercises, and part of what we've been trying to do is get me to the YMCA pool, so that I can exercise. Because I can't stand long enough to do exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem.
What about the sitting exercises?
Well, I do some, but it's painful.
Cold road.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a suggestion. Try hot salt. You've got swelling in your knees.
Yes.
And dry hot salt, believe it or not. Do you have a microwave?
Yeah.
You can put the dry salt, just regular table salt, into a sock or something. Put it in the microwave and heat it up. And put it on your knee and kind of massage it. That will help take the swelling out. You live in a very moist climate.
Not that bad. I'm in southern Oregon, not up in Portland.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right here.
But anyway, that will help tremendously. It has helped me when I broke a hip and I had pain, and it helped. It took the swelling out, you know, it was wonderful. So try that. But in the meantime, you need to get something going. Maybe you need to talk to your caseworker's supervisor.
Does
that sound right?
The challenge is that the agencies don't have anybody to send. And the whole state list of caregivers, I've called
working
50 people, and
yeah,
you know the few
are.
That come back are busy, and the others don't even call back. So
well,
they're not
busy too. You know,
mm-hmm.
A lot of them are very busy because there's a lot of complaining people.
There's a lot
and
of people.
I must get 7 to 20 calls or more a day. For people that want you to come and help them, but you can only be one person.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give them suggestions on helping themselves, and some of them have used them, and some of them are doing very well. But they, you know, it's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so there just isn't enough people to go around.
Mm-hmm.
And yet will you promise me to try the hot salt?
I definitely will. I'm already visualizing the sock.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
Okay, good.
Do you use a...
What?
If you have tomato juice or tomatoes and soak your feet in it, that will help your body a lot. Half hour.
Oh, that's interesting. I'd have to have somebody here to help me do that.
Well, whatever. If you ever
yeah.
get somebody there and you soak your feet
you
in...
Juice.
Tomato juice or smash up some fresh tomatoes. Don't matter. You can use it day after day. You don't have to dump it out. And it will definitely remove the pain, and it will definitely assist in getting rid of the swelling.
That's interesting. Do you pick up that something happened in the surgery that's there? Because there have been times when it felt infected, it was heated, and I had taken antibiotic and it went down, but then it just, like, the irritation comes back again. And when I'm standing, and if I'm standing too long, both knees feel identical, like they're too compressed. And I can hardly walk. I'm, like, inching my way to get back into the house. Find out, like, do something.
Okay, but
do you have a walker?
I have a walker that I use when I'm out of the house, but I use a cane at home.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. And what was the surgery they did on your leg?
They did
knee
replacement.
I just got a flash to call your local television station. And they usually have some kind of consumer protection moderator there who will help to negotiate for you. And you need to talk with your doctor as well and have him give you a prescription for anti-inflammatory because you've got inflammation in there.
Yeah,
a lot of it.
Got inflammation. I don't know what prescription anti-inflammation. I have some natural kinds, but it gets expensive. And, you know, I've tried to eat an anti-inflammatory.
But you should be. Are you on disability?
I am disabled, but I don't get any compensation. I don't have. Like Social Security or SSI, I don't get that. I don't get any.
But there's also disability. Have you worked with Social Security in your lifetime?
Yeah, I'll never get Social Security. I didn't have enough hours put in their system
Disability is a different thing. Completely different.
Yeah, I have talked to them. There's two different kinds. There's two different forms, and one of them financially, I don't. What do you call it? I don't fall into their category.
Qualifying.
The second one, in order to get Social Security disability, you have to have a certain amount of quarters within their system to get it. And I have tried many times, and I'm never going to get it. I'm never going to get any.
I think you need some help.
Yeah, I do.
You really do. Yeah, yeah.
Well, there are certain attorneys
mm-hmm.
that take cases like that.
Yeah, I've
yes,
tried that, and they said I'm not eligible. And they call me, and we go over it, and they said I'm not eligible. So, you know, that's not my answer. As the government, you know, helping me outside of Department of Human Services helping me, you know, giving, you know, it's through Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Through, you know, the state health agency that Trump is messing
with. Are you on Medicaid?
Yes. Yeah, the services are provided through Medicaid of what I am on, through disability, through the Senior Services Center.
Okay. Well, then you should be able to get what you need.
I have been for the past 2 years, except for the last 2 weeks, that I haven't been able to get a body in here to help me.
Right. Right. Oh, my. Wow.
Well, there's only one other source I know to go, and that's to God, and have a sit down and have a long chat with him and a prayer and command assistance for your condition. And then work with whatever feelings you get because they work.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, you know, it's just the way it is. So.
All right.
I can tell you that if you really have a chat with God, things will turn around, because I've been through it myself, but I was left for dead, so there wasn't any commotion about fixing me. They weren't going to fix me, but they got me in a bed, and that's all I needed was a bed, and I just laid there, and I kept talking to God, and I said, now look, if you expect me to do this work, I need perfect health, and I demand perfect health, and I won't accept anything less. Whatever it is, this pain is okay as long as it turns into perfect health. And I yelled, and I screamed, and I hollered, and I went to sleep. I wake up, and I do it again. And it took a little while. It didn't happen overnight, but I'm in perfect health today. So, but you got to be serious about this, and know that if you're going to be able to stay alive, that you're going to be able to do a job, and you're going to be able to take care of yourself and others, and you're going to share that knowledge with others. And I'm telling you, it's tough. I'm not telling you it's easy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a little tough. It's painful and it's slow going, but within, I'd say, a year, you'd be yourself again.
Okay, well, it's already been two, so what's another year, right?
Right. You just keep on tapping your temples every morning and say, I am in perfect health, perfect health. I am in perfect health. And keep saying it over and over and over. Before you go to bed, when you get up, whenever you have time to go and take a look in the mirror at those eyes, say, I am in perfect health. Now, I did that, and I did it, and I did it, and I did it. And I knew Grandma was right, because she was 97 years old and still walking, talking, and in perfect health. And she did it every day, because she had a very, many, many years ago, when you had a woman and you had a bad accident, and the doctors didn't know what to do, they'd stick all your innards back inside of you and sew you up and send you home to die. But she was still alive at 92 because she took over. She took over. She said, I am not going to put up with this. I am in perfect health, and I'm not putting up with this. And when I came along, she was very old, and they would tell this story, and I'd look at her, and I didn't see nothing wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, many years later, my aunt told I was visiting with my aunt, and she said, I want to tell you something. Your grandma was one of the toughest people on the face of the earth. She'd come over from being stomped by a horse and came back to live and work every day like you and I. Said she was fine when I grew up, and she, oh, yeah, yeah. But she hadn't had a horse stomping on her gut for a long time. Quit. So I'm telling you, when you put your mind to it, your mind will make your body work. And you see your, don't tell it what to do. Just tell it perfect health. I demand perfect health. I still say that. I tap my temples every morning and I say, I am in perfect health. I am that I am. I am in perfect health, morning and night.
Mm-hmm.
And I am.
I'm
so try it.
That.
You try it. It works. Then call me sometime if you get into trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, let's give her your telephone number.
Oh, I better do that, huh? 520
yeah.
896-9510.
9510.
Can you
print,
can you read it back?
Yeah, 520-896-9510.
Correct.
Good.
And what is your name, honey?
My name is Anna.
Anna. Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Okay, Anna. If you call me, you can. I answer the phone, but I don't answer after 7 at night. I get up very early in the morning, and I start taking calls around 6 a.m.
What time zone are you in?
Arizona. I think it's
Arizona.
Pacific.
Okay.
Where
are
you?
All right, you're an hour difference.
Oh, okay.
Well, in daylight savings time, it's the same as
that's right,
as
Arizona.
The Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
okay.
used to live
yeah.
So yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so
hey.
Much. Thanks for the story. Okay. All right.
Just remember that you.
Okay, I'm back.
That you really have to take charge in this, and have a positive attitude. And I know it's hard after 2 years, mm-hmm. but I'm kind of working with something similar with my hip. So
mm-hmm.
I know I'm 88 and I broke a hip and.
Yeah,
but
I'm chicken.
I'm walking around doing my best, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that hot salt to be wonderful. So think about it.
Yeah,
and try to get the prescription that they gave me that works the best, that is not, that doesn't have the bad opioid addiction stuff,
mm-hmm.
is they call it diclofenate. It's diclofenate, I think it is. Diclofenac could be with a C. But if you give them that, they'll know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
I'll
that,
ask that. Yeah.
Yeah. You. What you need. You need to get the inflammation down, and
mm-hmm.
so that you can see what's going on. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's extremely swollen and tender to the touch, and yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
If you were here, I'd probably take a hold of your knee and fix it. But you're not here, so I can't.
Yeah.
All I can.
Me too.
Energy.
Me too. I would say, you know, you really need. Excuse me. I caught your cough, Ada Marie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So so you can do that, and the minute you start taking charge, it's going to get better.
Right.
Okay.
It's
easy.
Right.
To talk with God.
It's easy after 2 years to feel like a victim.
Well, I keep trying to pick myself up and start over and then hit
mm-hmm.
walls. You know? I just
sure.
got the message to the Y, but I need somebody actually to push me in a transfer chair down the hall to get me to the pool, you know.
Right.
You know,
sure.
it's frustrating,
yeah.
you know. So,
I hear you.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Talk about it.
Just,
okay.
Just,
all right.
Just keep your chin up. And keep going. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Adam, Anna. I understand. I can feel with you, you know. It's,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes being an empath is harder than others.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Well, I just came from a lady who fell down 3 flights of stairs. That's how come I'm late. And I got her up on her feet, and she had no broken bones, but she's pretty damaged, you know, bruised.
Yeah.
But she'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, bless you both, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And you have the phone number to call Ada Marie. And it's 520-896-9510.
Got it. Yeah, with a 1 in front. I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you be a good girl and take care of yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Ada Marie, when you were in channel with Spirit today,
mm-hmm.
What came through about the season of change?
I didn't get anything. What I got in channel today was that I would have the opportunity to speak with 3 people who would be very influential in assisting others to be able to move forward. Now, move forward where? I don't know. How? I don't know. I just know that
okay.
they were very, very positive and very up, and their voices were very soft. Soft.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Okay.
And that was,
okay.
It was, I had to listen hard.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I've never
okay.
asked you this before. Do you ever do healings on animals?
I've done many healings on animals. You just give me the name
okay.
of the animal.
Okay. Then I have an assignment for you. We
okay.
have a very loyal listener. You might remember speaking to her, and her name is Candy. And she
yeah.
has a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful friend, a canine friend called Rachel. And
yeah.
Rachel has a very sore shoulder. She can hardly walk. Could you send some healing to Rachel? She's a
I
wonderful.
Will.
Okay.
I will.
Are
send
you there,
Rachel
Candy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Rachel?
Yeah,
make
I have
a,
to put you in my ear.
Listen to me.
Okay. Rachel is the dog.
Oh, okay. So
and you can, she's got the phone in Rachel's ear right now.
Okay, well, I have to talk to Candy because she has to give her some bitters.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Candy?
All right.
Listen,
oh.
bitters?
Swedish bitters. Go down to the store, a drug store, or health food store, and get some Swedish bitters, and rub some Swedish bitters onto her shoulder. And it will not only calm her down, but it'll stop the pain. Because it must
okay.
be very painful.
Yes, she's crying. She can't. She's hardly able to walk.
Yeah.
yeah,
I got her to the vet
yeah.
this morning, but they gave her anti-inflammatories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, so far, only, you know, given her one.
Yeah.
I can't give her one for another 6 hours. But
okay.
Where do I buy it? Swedish bitters?
You can buy it at most any health food store.
A health food store. Okay. Okay,
and
now
it's,
I'll follow
it's a liquid.
I know. It's
a liquid.
Liquid.
She can even drink some of it.
Okay, I'm going to
get
on the
could
phone.
Could she put a few drops onto her food?
Well, and give it, rub it on her shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, honey.
Thank you. Thank you to both of you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Rachel.
Are we about off the air?
This is just about a half an hour into the show, but we don't really have a lot of callers today. Unfortunately, the information about the show didn't go out onto the Facebook
yeah.
and LinkedIn.
I know.
So people don't know we're here.
Yeah, well, people, I have to get another person to help me. Yeah, we had a big problem.
We have the same problem that Anna has, people not showing up to do the work.
Right.
And we've got a president who refuses to let the immigrants that would love to do the work in. So what are we going to do?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just know that you can only do so much, and I've done what I can.
I know.
I keep on.
Yeah. Well, I would kind of like to say something about change because most people don't like change. Either it aggravates them or it makes them afraid or insecure or whatever. And really, change is the thing that keeps us alive and keeps us moving through life to giving us chances.
And keeps us functioning. We can't function without change.
That's right. And you just get into a rut, and all of a sudden your energy is down, your enthusiasm for life is down, and on top of that, I have read in many different cases that doing things the same way all the time is one of the major causes of Alzheimer's disease. So,
well, it could be. My dad used to say, if you don't keep thinking, you're not going to keep living.
That's right.
He was very plain about
even just doing things, switching from the right hand to the left hand, or putting your clothes on differently every day, or deciding to listen to watch different programs on TV, or reading something that you never thought you would be interested in. All of these are changes that keep us young and keep us alive and keep us interested,
healthy.
You know.
They keep us healthy because they keep us thinking.
That's
you
right.
Know, you got to think.
Yeah.
They used to say, are you given to dumb thinking?
I don't want to ever think
about tomorrow. So we were always pushed to think. Well, what did you
That's
think
That's right,
about?
Yeah.
You know, they didn't do it for you, but they let you know that they were behind you to help you understand.
That's right. And a lot of people don't know that spirit doesn't Shanghai you and grab you and say, you got to do this. Unless it's somebody that knows you and loves you, and they see that you're in trouble, but mostly spirit is very, very polite and waits until we call on them. So do you have suggestions as how to call on spirit when you've never done it?
Well, if you've never done it before, it's like when you first go to a movie. You walk through the door and it's all dark, right? So you find a chair or some place to sit down, and then the screen lights up. Okay, well, it's the same way. Think about spirit. Spirit is with you always. It's around you constantly. You don't go anywhere without spirit because you are a spirit. You are a light. You are part of God, whether you want to be or not. You are, and you are a light of God, and the spiritual light that you are is beaming through anything. It'll go through anything. It'll open up the world for you when you become a positive thinker. When you think negative, you fall into the dungeon, in the hole. And you have a hard time to crawl out. So if you say, like some people do, I hate the rain, well, that's pretty negative, I would say. And you immediately stop yourself and say, wait, I'm not going to do this anymore. If we don't get the rain, we can't grow a crop. We wouldn't have nothing to eat. And anyway,
or flowers are things to drink, right?
Right, right. So
yeah.
If you're having trouble trying to change your attitude from negativity to positive, think about the fact that if you really want to stay alive, you have to be positive because the carrots have to come up, the potatoes have to grow, the sun has to come out, the trees have to have leaves. We have to have water so we can drink water so we can stay alive, and the water comes from the sun and the sky and the clouds. And everything is in perfect harmony in the universe, right?
Right. So when you reach out to spirit and ask for help, some of us have preconceived ideas about how the help is going to going to be. Can you give us some idea of the different ways Spirit has of reaching out to us?
I'll give you the only way I know. When I say, okay, Father, I need a little assistance. Whatever it is that I need, would you please assist me? I don't tell him what I need. I don't tell him how I need, because he already knows.
Yeah.
He already knows. He knows you got a cold. He'll get rid of your cold. But you don't have to tell him you got one.
And sometimes you think you need something, and you actually need something else.
That's right. When I say, you know, I'm a little confused here. Can you straighten me out? Believe me, honey, you get straightened out. Whether you like it or not, they're going to put you in the right place.
Great. Are you ready to take another question? Because we have someone waiting for us.
Oh, sure, certainly.
Okay.
But what's the question?
For some reason,
Lou.
My computer's not letting me click in with them. Holy smoke. I need to activate their mic, and they don't want to. This is bizarre. I put the mouse over it, and it doesn't work. How bizarre. My goodness.
Maybe turn it off.
Oh, there we are. Hello? Hello? There's someone with a 480 area code.
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
And what's
wonderful,
your name?
Wonderful. My name is Michael.
Okay.
Hi, Michael.
Hello. We have a roommate moving out on November 15th, and it seems some of the candidates that have answered the ad and so forth have been flaky at best. Do you see us getting somebody to fill this spot?
When you say fill the spot, what do you mean by that? Somebody that's comfortable and easy to live with?
Is it a house or an apartment sharing, renting a room from you, right?
Yeah, it's a three-bedroom house. And we have one room available that we're trying to rent out.
Okay.
Then what you do is you visualize and write down on a piece of paper the kind of person that you would like to have. Is he friendly? Is he happy? Is he joyous? Is he healthy? Does he have a good job? And he pays his rent all the time on time. And
cleans up after himself.
Right.
Amen.
Not only cleans up after himself, helps with the yard work, and is moderate and not noisy.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Okay, well,
again,
write it down.
Yeah, no, we're just kind of getting a little stressed with 2 weeks to go.
Well,
okay, imagine that you've already got it. That's one of my best ways.
You're right. The person is already there and very content and is a good cook.
She threw in a little bonus for you, Michael.
Awesome. Thank you so
That'd
much.
That'd be good.
I feel your energy lifting already. That's good. When you get anxious, you push the spirit. You push the energy away from you. Okay.
No, that makes sense.
And the person, who might be wanting to move in would like to move in with a nice, happy person too. Don't forget that.
Yes. No, you're right. And it's just like in sales, if you're desperate for that paycheck, the people you're trying to sell to feel that, whether they know it or not, and they don't buy from you. So, yep, same thing.
That's right. That's right. So
Absolutely.
You are selling your beautiful room on a lovely home with nice roommates, and
yep.
you should have no problems with someone moving in. Even you know, years ago I was teaching spiritual development, and I didn't have a regular income, and so I was sort of paying my rent by prayers. And finally, I said, "Look, fellas, please, I can't stand this brinkmanship anymore. Can you please give me the rent at least a couple of days before they're ready to throw me out?" You know,
right.
And it changed. It actually changed. So there you go.
Well, you know, big part of, you know, especially like with the law of attraction and so forth. And it's funny because I was just telling somebody this the other day, and I should probably practice what I preach. But we've all been in that exact same situation that you're talk about. And it's like, man,
mm-hmm.
I've got a week until I need rent. And then like 3 days, 4 days before that, before rent's due, you're basically
even the day.
I'm screwed.
It comes in. I remember.
And you just surrender.
Oh, exactly. And that is your answer right now, as Michael, is to surrender.
Yeah.
You answered your own question, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what most people do. I do counseling all day long from 6 in the morning until 5 at night. And I go to bed at 7. And I answer a question, and I ask they tell me what they want to know, and I ask them two questions, and they do all the talking, and the next thing you know, there's the answer. They just came right out of their mouth.
That's fantastic.
And that's the secret, you know. And I'm very happy to listen, and I'm very happy to write down their name and address and phone number and wait for their check. So it makes it very nice.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, so what we've done is to remind you of what you already know.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Usually one or two questions puts them right back in the ballpark where they belong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And spirit is right there with you, and all you have
Absolutely.
To do is relax and count on spirit, count on your own, and, you know, just maybe go in there and fluff up the pillows and kind of straighten it out just a little bit more, make it a little bit nicer, you know. Maybe you've got something in the closet or up in the attic that you want to put on the wall. Just get it all ready for whoever's going to come in. Get the energy going.
Yeah.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right.
So.
Wonderful.
That's a good thing, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Fantastic.
You're a great guy. Keep going forward.
Thank you. I will.
Definitely.
Yeah. He is. He's a real great guy. He's thinking all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's good.
And Ada Marie, would you like to give us your website so that the people can go on and?
Yeah, I can do that.
Learn more about your work.
It's thegoldenoracle.com, and the email is adamarie@thegoldenoracle.com, and I do take calls. I take calls from around 6 in the morning until around 5 at night. And if you don't get me, if the line is busy, all I can say to you is don't give up. Just keep calling. And then if you get the line and I'm not there, I could accidentally be in the bathroom on occasion, leave a phone number.
Or
I
out
will
saving
call
somebody's
back.
Life or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever I'm called to do. But if you leave a phone number, I will surely call you back. But leave it slow enough so I can understand the words. Because when somebody says 45775, I didn't get it. Did you?
Right. And you do call back.
I do call back. I call everybody back. But sometimes they say the number so fast, or they say the last number so low, I can't understand it.
Sure.
So you have to remember that you're talking into a phone, and it takes a little, talk a little slower and a little louder. That works.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get
and
the
sometimes
call.
Sometimes you're at a hospital saving somebody's life, too. You can't,
I
have that. Tethered to the phone, you know.
No, and I can't use a phone in the hospital, so I don't even take it with me.
Yeah,
I come
sure.
home, and there's a list of names and phone numbers sitting right here. Right
uh-huh.
now, today, this is Saturday, and there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 calls on this board today.
Okay.
So.
So you do answer your calls, and you do
yes.
you do some wonderful counseling and healing. And
I do, and I do, and
I'm
I do
a witness
private,
that it can be done by the phone.
It can, and I do private retreats. I have a little house. It's a beautiful retreat house, and people can come for a retreat. They can come and stay 3 days, and that's $2,500, and that includes all the books, all the healing, all the food, and the lodging, of course. And everything we do is completely free.
And sometimes it goes on for hours and hours and hours, I know.
Yeah. I know many times I work until the dawn comes in the morning, and then I lay down and sleep a couple hours and get up and make breakfast for everybody.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
I don't stop. I keep going. But, you know, it's worth it because I see people walk out of here completely changed, completely positive, completely healthy. I've had people come in wheelchairs and walk away with, and then The bad thing for me is they say, well, I don't want the wheelchair. Can't you just keep it? And I want a wheelchair like a hole in the head, you know. But
yeah,
I do donate them. If they insist to leave them, I donate those chairs.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I do.
That's very good.
Because there's always somebody that needs one.
Yeah, I guess you don't have any place to store one in case somebody comes in that needs one and doesn't really have it.
Oh, no, I have one. I have two of my own that I keep.
Uh-huh.
One,
okay,
my husband was he's 6'2", so the chair he had when I met him, I have. And then I have a wheelchair that I had when I was stabbed so many times. And,
right.
And I'm on my feet now. So it's in the building. We got two. We got two of them.
Okay.
So we're
okay.
We're prepared.
Good enough.
So
we have one more call. Someone who just called in. Let me see before we wind up. Hello.
Hi there. My name's Donna. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Just tuning in, so I'm not really sure if it's what you guys are doing, if you're doing readings or
answering questions, actually.
Okay.
And doing a little bit of healing on the side, so a little counseling.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that I got going on is just skin problems. They just had to take some melanoma off my arm, which is it's gone, but. I'm real sensitive to that kind of thing. I'm not really sure what you can recommend for that. Probably staying out of the sun, which I have been.
Well, wait a minute. You have some. Do you have an eczema on your skin?
No, it was
melanoma.
Melanoma. Yeah.
Oh, a melanoma.
They got it out, but I'm susceptible to those things. Just things popping up. So.
Okay, now this is not your bad arm. What you want to do is send love to it and see it perfectly healed.
Yeah. It is, yeah. It's just got the scars.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I can do that.
And also, remember, what is that arm, your right or left?
Yeah, my right one.
Are you left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Okay. So you're being told to slow down.
Okay.
You're going 90 miles an hour.
Oh, okay.
And if I'm wrong, correct me, but it appears that you're just pushing.
Maybe. I guess I can. Yeah.
You want to rephrase that?
Well, maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Well, that's why you have it, is because you're being told to slow down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had it on my chest too. So what was that? What was the? What
it
was
means
it
to slow down, honey. You got a heart inside that chest.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Do you feel that you don't receive quite enough love in your life?
Yes.
Okay.
Then the first person you need to love is yourself.
Yeah.
You're picking on yourself. You're never quite good enough. So you take a good long look in the mirror and you tell that person looking back at you what a wonderful person she is.
Yeah.
And do it several times a day until you wake up and realize how really wonderful you are.
Yeah, I could do that.
Good.
I'll do that. I will.
Okay, do that.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.
Good, Donna. And don't forget, you have lots of spiritual help that you need to call on anytime. And
yeah, you're right.
Spirit is wonderful. They're 24/7, 6:35, at 365.
Yeah. all my family members are over there. They're probably on the bleachers there cheering me on. So
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, honey. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Do the same.
Bye-bye. Yeah. And
okay. And
Donna, I don't think you got Ada Marie's phone number. It's 520-896-9510.
Is that Arizona?
Sure is.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Say bye-bye.
I think we have to say
So we are just about ready to wind up now.
Yeah.
And is any last words?
Well, I just want everybody to look in the mirror and like that person that looks back at them. Tell them they love them so that they'll change their attitudes and be happy. Because people love people with a smile. You can talk to anybody if you wear a smile. If you don't smile, nobody's going to stop and talk. So come on, let's smile and let's like yourself. Look in the mirror and tell yourself how wonderful you are. And you'll become that wonderful. Absolutely. I mean it. Call me if you need any encouragement. 520-896-9510. And I will certainly give you a pep talk. Okay?
And I would like to share my very, very favorite prayer mantra, which is, I give thanks for the miracle which is happening right now.
And I give thanks to the miracle which is happening right now. And I give thanks for you because you're an absolute angel to me. And I thank you for that.
Oh,
and
you're
better
more
hang
than
up.
Welcome.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So
bye-bye.
All that's left is love and light. And see
and
you next
love
week.
Love and light to the universe. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, everybody.